broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for December 9th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our two of two, and our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. It's called the rule of law, ladies and gentlemen. And we believe in a restitution or a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir. You with me, Kurt?
I am.
All right, welcome, sir.
And buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Now, I guess there's a couple of things I want to talk about. First, I want to talk about this article you had right before the end of the hour. We had Larry Pratt on, Gun Owners of America, and we finished up with him. But there's a little tidbit that I found fascinating that you focused on here. It was about Rand Paul, and Rand Paul's running around all angry now because, well, he thought of banning the Muslims first. How come Trump gets all the credit? Isn't it obvious why, Kurt? No offense, but isn't it obvious?
Well, as you always teach, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules. So the media could choose to cover Rand, you know, all the time, but they don't. And they, frankly, I guess you could just say he's not as exciting to cover as Trump, but they're the ones that choose what goes on in front of the American people. And Trump has some, quite a bit of what's called star power. In today's world, with the whole YouTube thing and et cetera, you know, I was looking at, looks like recently he gave a speech at something called the USS Yorktown, or explosive rally, they call it, on YouTube. It was a day ago it was posted on there, and they say it's got over 135,000 views. It's an hour and 16 minutes. You know, it's, you really have the alternative media, if you will, or the new media, as you've spoken and taught about, new media taking center stage. And so the old media's got what they call, or what I'd call, competition now. And so that does change the picture. On the Rand Paul thing, I just think that, number one, they don't really want to cover him because of his, I guess you could say, real solutions, Sam. Whereas, you know, there's a lot more entertainment value in Mr. Donald J. Trump, I guess you could say, huh?
Well, and I don't mean to be rude to Rand Paul, but I do mean to kind of point this out. You know what? And you could say, well, Sam, Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, they're not coming on your radio program either. Well, maybe not. I haven't really tried that hard to reach out to Donald Trump necessarily. But Alex Jones has.
He's got all the coverage he could ever want.
But Alex Jones has, and he got it done.
Yes.
And you know what? Donald Trump could say, you know, Sam, I am really busy. I'm only one guy, and I've got the ratings. I don't need help, really. I mean, I appreciate you, and I've done more to really trash the media and defend you than ever. Yep. I get that a Donald Trump may say, you know what, I don't have time. But when you're melting down in the polls, when you can't raise enough money, when no one knows what your ideas really are. I mean, look, if you were to say, Rand Paul, what are your real ideas? I guess I would say, well, he's kind of for lower taxes, and he wants to audit the Fed, and I don't know, he doesn't like your blank kids. Other than that, I don't know much about what he really would do, Kurt.
Well, and,
do you?
And you know, that goes to the whole point. You've said what I've heard, but I love the ideas that are brought out that, you know, don't just talk about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Now, it's true the, audit the Fed would be a big step, but, you know, why not go ahead and call for real solutions, real, you know, return to honest money, eliminating the income tax, not just, well, let's change it to like 14% or whatever.
But I'm not confident that he's going to do that, are you?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm just saying, why not do those kind of things instead of, I mean, we've had the milquetoast politicians in the past. If the new politician doesn't realize that, hey, if you want real big ratings and real big coverage, you better have something big to say. They're not paying attention to, as they say, Donald J. Trump, are they, Sam?
No. Anyway, so I don't mean to be rude to Rand Paul. And, you know, personally, I still think he's more constitutional than the rest of them by far, Kurt. But the problem is when you don't take advantage of people who want to help you, when you run around and beg me for money, every day almost you beg me for money. And then I literally can't even get a hold of you no matter what. Okay, that's a problem. Yeah. When you run around criticizing the mainstream press, criticizing Donald Trump. Look, what, no offense, but what does Rand Paul have to criticize Donald Trump about? I can't see anything except for political advantage. Can you, Kurt? What has Trump done that could garner Rand Paul to say, you know what, and attack him? I don't really see any reason that would make sense aside from political advantage or gain, hoping to down Trump and gain off the barb, the battle, the whatever you want to call it. I don't really see the advantage. Now, there might be some things you disagree with Trump on, but that's when you separate yourself and you appropriately articulate what you believe in and why, and you say, you know, like Ted has done. I mean, look, Ted's been a great example of not attacking people. Okay, I just don't get what Rand is doing or done. I don't know if he's decided it's not his time, but I don't know. But I know this. I don't even know day-to-day what's going on with the Rand Paul campaign, and I know he doesn't have time for me.
Well, he's got time to send you emails and tell you.
Beg for money, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Ted Cruz is in the news, too, Kurt. I don't know if you saw this, but the headline says this. Quote, now listen. Here's the simple and undeniable fact. The overwhelming majority of violent criminals are Democrats. The media doesn't report that. Ted Cruz said this during an interview with talk show host Hugh Hewitt. You want to respond to that, Kurt?
So he said the media doesn't report, what was it?
The media doesn't report that the overwhelming majority of violent criminals are Democrats.
Well, yeah, that would, good point. That would be, you know, kind of bad with the media, wouldn't it? You know, at least the mainstream or lamestream media, you know, would not want to report that.
Yeah. So do you believe that's a good fact? Point. Now they're contesting that fact, and they're saying the fact checkers, Kurt, say that's not accurate.
You know, in my opinion, you're going to find it's kind of like the whole, homosexual thing or the the abortion deal, Sam. In my opinion, those people who want to make sure we're all pro-choice, in other words, for killing babies, I mean, how insensitive is that? That's certainly, you know, killing, isn't it? Or committing a crime, you know, at least it would be if the individual was, you know, out of the womb, and yet, hey, they get a pass for that. And then when it comes to the, you know, the other choice issues about like guns or anything else or homosexuality, you want to have your family be a family like you want it to be, and you don't want to have, you know, people pushing the whole homosexual deal in front of you, well, then you're just insensitive, you know.
Well, speaking of the homosexual deal pushing it in front of you, I guess Hillary Clinton has a new twist to her marketing campaigns, if you will, for her bid as president, Kurt.
Yeah.
And I guess the Hillary Clinton campaign is out with an ad highlighting her record as an advocate for LGBT rights. And the liberal website Slate praises Clinton, says she's awesome because the ad forces viewers to confront images that may make them feel uncomfortable. Anyway, Bill Clinton back in the day said Hillary's uncomfortable with public display of affection for gays and lesbians, etc. But now she's changed her tune. And I guess she's backing the gay and lesbian agenda big time. The primary headline says this. Liberals praise Hillary Clinton and her new ad highlighting same-sex couples kissing.
Yeah.
So Hillary's kind of leading out there, Kate.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'd like to lead her out somewhere.
See, the thing is that Rand Paul could speak out on that, but not a word, Kurt.
Yeah.
All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station. Jesse Ventura's getting more coverage than Rand Paul.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so Hillary Clinton promoting an ad with females and males, you know, same-sex couples kissing as she promotes her, what do they call that, LGBT promotion agenda for her campaign. And, you know, we've always wondered what Hillary, where she stands on this kind of stuff. Now it's pretty clear, Kurt.
She stands wherever she can get more money, Sam.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's part of it, you know. So.
All right.
You know, it sure is a mess.
Rand Paul in the news, let's destroy ISIS, not the Constitution. But when is Rand Paul going to tell you that your government created ISIS with the funding for the military that Congress put together? Okay. Is he going to do that?
He said that a little while back, but I can't keep track of who said what, you know.
Yeah. All right, next strange thing. Kurt, I want to talk about Budweiser. Okay.
That's the school where a kid grows up and learns more stuff. Is that
Budweiser?
Budweiser. Oh, no. It's
no,
a,
Kurt,
beer,
that's a beer company. Come
okay,
on.
Okay.
Well, there's actually a guy, a man,
Budweiser?
By the name of Budweiser, Kurt.
Oh.
And Budweiser went to a Budweiser plant and got busted for trespassing.
Okay.
I mean, he was, I guess, thinking that he, you know, was in charge of the plant or something. UPI News, Budweiser went into a Budweiser plant and got busted.
Man, you know, they don't have time to cover stuff like, hey, maybe we should return to honest money. There's no time in, you know, news for that, but they got time to cover this, right? You know?
Yeah. Now, do you think that when Rand Paul says, I was the one that thought of banning Muslims first, why does Trump get all the credit? Do you think it's just going to be like little kid sour grape stuff, Kurt? I mean, is Rand throwing his popsicle in the dirt and going to go home now?
Well, I'm telling you, the place where I found that story, the Wall Kit, is certainly not a friend of Rand Paul's. It's, you know, it's got some beautiful picture of Hillary saying she's the queen of, you know, the next anointed one or whatever, but it was just an interesting story. And, you know, I mean, it's just the bottom line is the media chooses what it wants to cover. And they don't really want to cover Rand Paul. They could make him, you know, up by 20 if they wanted.
But type into Google Rand Paul news. You don't even find anything on Rand Paul of any real substance. It's like he was saying me first on the Muslims. He's against Rubio on the border. He's against Trump on this. The Onion mocks him and says that they walked him off the campaign stage after he had no support. But basically, there's nothing there.
And there's one from Time. It says, Rand Paul, let's destroy ISIS, not the Constitution. Trevor says both lines.
Yeah, but without literally talking about how the government created ISIS, how are you going to destroy it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Then it says, more news for Rand Paul. Let's see.
There's
Rand
nothing there, buddy. Nothing.
Are needed to pass right to work. Anyway, yeah.
I'm just saying there's nothing novel or really interesting there at all for Rand. So
well,
I hate to say it, but Rand's absolutely melting down.
Yeah, the headlines are with Donald Trump.
Well, and with Ted Cruz and with everybody, even Bush. I mean, Bush has about the same support as Rand Paul, but they're going to tell you Rand Paul should walk away and Bush is ready to surge, right?
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah.
All right, I guess Yahoo may be about to come. An internet history scenario, says CNET Newsflash, Kurt. Yahoo may become internet history. What do you think of that?
You think they're going away?
I think they're going to get bought by somebody and carped up, yeah. Don't know who will want them or what will happen, but Yahoo is going to become who's who and partner with somebody. Yeah. All right, I guess there's a teacher that had to resign, Kurt. Big old investigation going on. This is serious business.
Well, what happened?
I guess you gave me the headline. It was about soap or something, Kurt. The headline starts out and says, a teacher has resigned amidst investigation into whether she washed out a student's mouth with soap.
Yeah.
Here's what parents are saying about that.
Yeah, do you remember in the old days, you know, back when we were kids, et cetera, whatever. I mean, I remember the story from a man named Gordon B. Hinckley about how when he was a little boy, he came home and he said something, not so nice from the front porch, and his mom took him in and basically, you know, he washed his mouth out with soap. He said it didn't taste very good at all, et cetera. And yet, as far as I know, there was no report of her going to jail or, you know, getting put in some kind of a detention center or something like that. You know, I mean, it was, something that was okay. But there's a story now where a teacher has resigned. Yeah. Because, it wasn't like she had a sexual relationship or something like that, but they've got an investigation.
Heck no, if there's a sexual relationship, it'd probably be all cool.
Okay. Well, I mean, she might need to go for superintendent or something like that. But anyway, this investigation into whether she washed out a student's mouth with soap. Yeah, but not anything else, just soap. Now, they do talk about the Christmas Story. I guess that's a movie where they wash kids' mouths out with soap in the older days, etc. But in this case...
Does that sound very Christmassy to you, Kurt?
Sounds like they're cleaning things up. But anyway, this lady resigned from her post after reports she washed a student's mouth out with soap prompted an investigation. Now, there's where the FBI's got to be called in. That's according to the AP. The student's parent complained to the school. Now, let me just tell you this. What would have happened if my teacher had to do that when I was growing up? Would my teacher have complained to the school? I mean, my parents? My dad would have maybe given me a swat himself, you know. But anyway... this is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, so I kind of thought, North Carolina, at least they would still have their head on there, wouldn't be in the Northeast or something, but she's out of there, I guess. She said, when you take your child to school, which is one of the parents, you trust they are in the best of care. Man, that's ladies out of touch, if you ask me. You don't want anything done to them that you won't do. I would say some type of punishment would be appropriate, of course, but I don't know what type. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to maybe not give them like a Happy Meal every day, something like that. Opponents of the practice also point to cases of people receiving scrutiny for resorting to the same punishment with kids. Recently, The Telegraph detailed one case this spring. A 23-year-old UK man watched a 6-year-old kick an old man's walking stick. The man confronted the boy. The boy yelled expletives at him, and the man allegedly walked to a nearby store to purchase soap, pinning the boy down and putting a bar in his mouth. The man pleaded guilty to assault. Yeah. Anyway.
This darn right, there's hostility and there's hostilities, I'm just saying.
It's a new world we live in, Sam. I mean, what are you in jail for, sir? I bought a bar of soap and, you know.
Well, you could go rock star-esque, Kurt, if you were like Kim and Cammy or whatever, the Wests. You know, you could name your kid some pretty cool names, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. At least the one thing I liked about that story, Sam, is they welcomed a baby. And I think these people are actually married.
Yeah, they're married, and she was having a hard time getting pregnant, and they really made an effort to have a baby. That's kind of part of the reason they named their child what they did, Kurt.
And they call it Saint, this baby boy. And they call it a miracle baby. And, these are kind of famous, TV stars, I guess you call it.
Well, they're musicians.
They're actually
and rock
welcoming
stars,
babies. To the planet. They didn't even kill them,
All right.
What's up with that?
Yeah, name your new baby Saint. That's a Merry Christmas thing to do. All right, quick pause. Yeah. We're going to talk about Trump again.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt on your radio. I guess Donald Trump's in the news. Pat Buchanan wrote an article, Why the Media Hate Trump, Kurt.
Well, there you go. And Pat Buchanan, you know, this is somebody who's not only been a former presidential candidate, et cetera, and all that, but he knows whereof he speaks, and he understands the media pretty well. You know, Pat Buchanan, you know, bottom line is he knows that this media is watching Donald Trump for, well, at least any misstep that he might make, and they want to highlight that. But it's amazing to see what's happening, and Pat Buchanan gives him a, you know, I think Pat is, you know, a little bit on Donald J. Trump's side, if you will.
I would have to say so by his writing. It's a very in-depth article. It's well done. Basically talks about, hey, the Fourth Estate used to be morality. Now it's the media, right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, Pat Buchanan, insider. When I say insider, I just mean, you know, he's been in the media for a long time, like Donald Trump has. It's amazing to watch it.
But you can tell by the way the media treats Pat, he's not really an insider, though. He doesn't get a lot of fair shakes.
Yeah. Well, you're right, but what I mean is, you know, he's been in there. Well, I think he got his start. What was it on, Crossfire, if I remember right, and some of that kind of stuff. But, you know, I was a big fan of his when he was running for president, you know, years ago, and I appreciate.
I still am a big fan of his. I think he's right on a lot of things. He's a very well established author. He's written some incredible books. Why liberal media hate Trump. I think he's got a valid point. But I don't know that I believe that they hate Trump. I think they like him, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. He does talk about what they call the three estates, the clergy, the nobility, and the commons. You know, the first, second, he says, were eradicated in the Robespierre's revolution. I don't even know who that is, but he says in the 18th and 19th century, Edmund Burke and Thomas Carlyle identified what the latter called a stupendous fourth estate. Now, he says, he goes on to say that William Thackeray of the press, talking about this fourth estate thing, says, there she is, the great engine. She never sleeps. She has her ambassadors in every quarter of the world, her courtiers upon every road. Her officers march along with armies, and her envoys walk into statesmen's cabinets. The fourth estate, the press, the disciples of Voltaire, had replaced the clergy. It had dethroned as new arbiter.
And that's why I say the press has replaced morality. Because, see, the clergy were advocates of morality. Now the prostitutes have replaced the clergy. So it's basically gone from morality to media, so to speak.
Yep. Good point. He says that Nixon inflicted deep and enduring wounds upon the fourth estate. He says when the silent the national press and its auxiliaries sought to break his Vietnam War policy in 69, Nixon called on the great silent majority to stand by him and dispatched the vice president at that time, Spiro Agnew, to launch a counterstrike on network prejudice and power. Huge majority, I guess, rallied to Nixon and Agnew, exposing how far out of touch with America our Lord's spiritual and Lord's temporal had become. Anyway, it's amazing what the power of the press can do, and I think he's highlighting that. Now, why does he say that Trump is hated by the media? It seems to me like they cover him, in a huge way. I guess he just says they're.
And that's why I say that I'm convinced the media loves Trump.
Huh. Well, there you go.
All right. Anyway, I guess it's just, I don't know if you call it a difference of opinion or what you call it, but I'm just not convinced the media hates Trump, Kurt. Yep. They give him way too much coverage for hating him.
He does give them a lot of material, I would say, as well, you know.
Yeah.
And they like to have stuff to bring up that's new, you know what I mean?
Well, you can expect more of it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great point.
Well, let's see here. Let's talk about Hillary for a second, Kurt, a little bit more. Because there's a headline for the WorldNet Daily Group that says Hillary for prosecution, not president.
President, yeah.
New campaign to stop her. It's a combined investigative journalism legal action effort. The Clinton Family Foundation is effectively a criminal money laundering operation principally established to enrich the founders with political payoffs, including money from foreign donors. That's according to WorldNet Daily's Joseph Farah. He's the founder and chief executive officer. It's a racketeering enterprise protected by the Democratic Party, including the President of the United States and his Attorney General. And so they've got a project to take Hillary down and make sure that it doesn't happen. The project will be funded by contributions from ordinary Americans to accomplish three main goals, Kurt, this whole campaign, this whole effort from WorldNet Daily. It's Joseph Farah and Jerome Corsi teaming up for these main goals. Here they are. Ready? Expand the investigative reporting efforts into Hillary Clinton's illegal activities. Two, to empower prosecutors at the state level to bring charges against Hillary. Three, to prevent her from becoming the next president of the United States of America. So that's what Joseph Farah is launching with Jerome Corsi. I support them in their efforts. Just imagine if Donald Trump, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Fox, all the supposed conservative people were to jump on this bandwagon, Kirk. We could literally create a firestorm that would take down Hillary. Couldn't we? Now, Joseph Farah is a humble guy and would come on Liberty Roundtable. He's done it multiple times.
Yep, good point.
Same with Jerome Corsi. So these people, a lot of people may be critical of different news services, Kurt, but I'm not going to be critical of WorldNet Daily. They've done a lot of good. They've partnered with us on many projects. They've even taken our news that we brought to them that the mainstream press won't touch and ran with it on multiple occasions. So believe it or not, I, contrary to others, I have tremendous respect for WorldNet Daily. Are they perfect? No. Are they a little bit more neoconish than I might be? Yes. But do they break a lot of news? Without question. Are they at least humble enough to take the stories that we feed them? Yes, they've done it many times. And I commend them for doing so. And can you get those guys on the radio? Yes, you can. They get the new media taking center stage scenario. They get he who owns the media makes the rules. So I find that fascinating, this campaign. Do you see that anywhere else, Kurt? Is anybody else going to jump in?
I don't. Yeah, I don't expect it. And I believe that, you know, the reason people like Fox and others don't do it is they want to make it seem like, you know, they're the originator of all good things. You know what I mean?
Well, here's my response to all that. I'm going to do everything within my power to help WorldNet Daily succeed in this goal, because I believe it's the truth. I think we need to stop her from being criminalistic. I think we can use the states to stop her. And I think we need to make sure she's not president. I agree with those goals. And so I will lend all my capabilities as a nationally syndicated talk show host of Liberty Roundtable Live and the owner of Liberty News Radio. I'll do all that I can to help them succeed. Just imagine if all the other network owners, talk show hosts, etc., were willing to make a similar like-minded pledge. What do you think, Kurt?
It's a great point. Yeah, it's a great point. You know, and
are you holding your breath
for all the other guys to do the same thing? Yeah, it's gonna. You know, I'll probably get blue for that. But you know, I was thinking about that kind of idea when you brought up that story of. I think it was in the recap where you were talking about these. People using needles again in this story in, where was it, Boston? These nurses had been using the needles over and over or something like that. Do you remember that story? Anyway, I remember hearing you talk about that today. And I did listen to Vince Finelli and John Stapmiller talk about basically Vince's situation or Vince's experience with his mom in some hospital called the
Mercy. Yeah, this brings up a great healthcare opportunity discussion too. It's true. John Stapmiller, Vincent Finelli, syndicated by Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting, did talk about healthcare quite a bit in there. Right as rain that we got a serious problem on our hands. I've been preparing for several broadcasts on this issue as well. This is a serious issue that is starting to be a ground zero. See, Rand Paul could do tremendous stuff there, too, if he just got on it, Kurt. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, back with you live. I think Kurt Cosby has some Jerry Springer stuff going on, huh, Kurt?
Well, Jerry Springer stuff.
Well, isn't it?
You know,
and these guys are brawling in the boardroom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, all they got to do is put reality TV to that, and it'd be Jerry Springer, wouldn't it?
Well, good point. There's some place called Hymera, H-Y-M-E-R-A. It's in Indiana. And according to WTHI, they had some punch. Well, these were punches, I guess it was. It wasn't a punch bowl. It was punches were thrown at a recent board meeting. Yeah, I guess the board meeting turned physical. No arrests were made, they say, but the Indiana State Police say the incident is under investigation. Yeah, they say it all stemmed from the situation of the town marshal position. The former marshal, Derek Coulison, says he was wrongly fired and he's got legal action against the board. The town board came in with plans to replace him with a guy named Daryl McCullough. The meeting quickly escalated as tempers flared. A motion passed with a 2-1 vote to hire McCullough. Then more words were exchanged, and that led to the fight. By the way, you know, if you look it up, you can, you know, somebody's got film of it there. It was a sight one lifelong resident says he's never seen. The guy's name is Roger Thompson. He's a Hymera resident. He said, I think it got a little out of hand. Yeah. I just tried to ask a simple question as to why we terminated the town marshal in October. The article goes on and says that the fight was eventually broken up. Then the police from the surrounding areas showed up. There was an email from the former town marshal, Derek Coulison. He said in two words, I'm sorry. By the way, it's the last meeting of the town board. The new board takes over the first of the year, That's politics on a local basis, I guess you could say. Now, what I wanted to know, Sam, is have you ever felt like at one of those meetings you've been to that would have been a lot more exciting than just sitting there and getting told that, you know, it seemed like nobody really listens to you? You can see why some people would throw a punch, it seems like, there. And at least I've felt...
I can see why people would. I understand the frustration, Kurt, but I never would do that. I'm a nonviolent guy.
I mean, yeah, you are, and you've never done that. But it was an interesting little board meeting. You can imagine the picture is this, Sam. You got a pretty small room. You got a table, a main table right in the middle of it. Everybody's piled around. So the room's pretty much jam-packed already.
What you need is a bigger government building, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what they're going to be getting, I'm sure. There, but I'll tell you what, that little town's probably got some pretty low taxes and some pretty Nobody pulled a gun, by the way, Sam, and no shooting went on, but there was a little bit of punches, you know, a little bit of fisticuffs, if you will.
Are you cool with the fighting, Kurt?
Well, I don't recommend that, but it's kind of nice to see that, you know, I didn't see anybody having they didn't have the Ten Commandments up to stop that, or they didn't have, any prayers going on, any evil prayers going on at the meeting as far as I know.
Yeah, if you had prayers, people might not be fighting, Kurt. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know, but then
because usually when people are praying, they're not really fighting. Now, I know sometimes kids fight in the prayer or whatever, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me just tell you right now, are you lazy, Kurt? Do you have lack of sleep? Are you, you know?
Yeah, I thought you'd like this story because, they've done some big money, spent some big money, and figured out something pretty smart, Sam.
So that's why Kurt's sleeping everywhere he is.
They say that if you have lack of sleep, you know, in other words, if you're tired, it can shorten your life. Now, I think their headline that says laziness and lack of sleep can shorten your life, especially when it's combined. You know, I'm thinking the lack of sleep kind of leads to the laziness part because a guy, you know, an individual's tired. They're not real, you know, perky, are they? And yet, these guys are real smart and they figure this out.
I know Kurt Crosby. Now that guy's got energy.
Well, I mean, when I'm tired, I'm tired. But when I'm awake, I'm awake, you know. And so that's just the way it works. And we suggest that
if you
have lack of sleep, you need sleep.
Well, it looks to me like Walmart's in the news, Kurt. Did you see this Walmart piece?
No, I didn't.
What? It's like the Puerto Rico unit of Walmart, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see this?
They're ticked off. They're ticked off down there. And the reason they're ticked off is that Puerto Rico, you know, it's one of those socialist havens.
I hear that.
But Puerto Rico is
funded by the U.S., I might add.
Yeah, that's right. That's almost like the whole William Bradford experience there. But they're in Puerto Rico. They've been raised.
No, it's not. They're doing the opposite, my friend.
Well, that's what I mean. Before Bradford came to his senses. But in Puerto Rico, they're raising taxes, and the good guys at Walmart are kind of ticked off. They've sued the island's government, and they're seeking to overturn a new tax the retailer calls unfairly high. Anyway, they say this increase comes as the U.S. Commonwealth, that's what we're talking about, Puerto Rico, struggles to restructure their $70 billion in debt. They say that's more than every U.S. state but New York and California. I don't understand why anybody's picking on Puerto Rico. I mean, they're just following kind of the federal government's lead, Sam.
In fact, I don't even know that they have a whole lot of choice in it, Kurt. What are they going to do, secede?
I mean, heck. They say the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to consider reinstating the law that would let Puerto Rico's debt-ridden public utilities restructure their obligations. I guess they say the new levy, that's another word for tax, ladies and gentlemen, raise the estimated cumulative income tax on Walmart Puerto Rico Incorporated to an astonishing, they say, an unsustainable, guess what the number is, 91.5% of its net income. Now, I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be a lot of Walmarts that are kind of empty in Puerto Rico if they keep this up, Sam. It's almost like they're going to Venezuela, you know, where they would make you do certain prices, etc. So that's the bottom line in Walmart versus Puerto Rico, Sam. They don't like that high tax of 91.5%. You know,
I don't understand why.
It's a little bit over the top.
And we're giving them so many services, Kurt.
Yeah. Anyway, they say they hand over more sales tax to the island government than any other business, according to their lawyers. They're asking a federal judge to declare the new measure unconstitutional and block its enforcement. Well, a little suggestion for the Walmart guys. Make sure you ante up your money to the federal judge that's going to be, you know, looking your case over, right, Sam?
Yeah.
But, boy, oh, boy, Walmart in Puerto Rico. Astonishing tax increases.
Well,
I didn't hear that anywhere else. Did you?
No, of course not. It's not something they really talk about, is it, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, because the solution, ladies and gentlemen, just in case Walmart and Puerto Rico want to talk about it, is return to constitutional principles. You know, for example, like tariffs on products that are coming in from other countries that would support the federal government. Imagine if Puerto Rico lived within her means and didn't just spend money that she didn't have.
No, good point.
You know, and she only did the things that government's supposed to do.
That'd be
not
crazy.
Handing out freebies to every citizen. You know, I mean, imagine.
Well, Rand Paul speaks out on open borders, Kurt, in a final headline.
Well, yeah, he's a little ticked off because he says Rubio is way out of step with the American people. And, you know, so that's one thing that Rand has done lately is he's decided I'm not taking on Donald J. Trump, but I'm going to take on Rubio. And, you know, I at least appreciate that effort. Rubio, in my opinion, is, well, as this story says, he's out of step, but I don't. He's an insider, and he's one they're going to go with instead of Jeb, I guess.
I don't know what even to think about it, Kurt. What I mean by that is, what value is it to now attack Rubio? Why don't we find out what you're going to do, Rand?
Yeah, that's the key.
Okay, why don't you focus on who you are, why we should vote for you, why we should consider you, what you're about? I'm not interested in this attack stuff.
Yep. Great point, Sam.
I don't even understand. So there you have it. It just amazes me. I don't have a single person, Kurt, this election cycle so far that I can vote for. Do you?
You know, you could vote for all of them, Sam. And in fact, they'll probably give you a ballot so you can do that.
Vote for all of them at once.
Multiple vote.
Hey, what's wrong with multiple votes?
Or more than once, you know.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. You want to turn your phone into a radio, it's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. Click on Help Us Grow at LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.